Hello, this is Orville Radio. My name is Aryan.
And I'm Abhi. This is our 9th podcast. Our guest today is Debo. Welcome, Debo. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you. I'm Debo. And I grew up in the ashram in Pondicherry. I graduated from the ashram school. After that, I was in Oroville for a year to explore Oroville. And I wanted to also study more. So I did a postgraduate diploma. I worked in Bombay. But then I always wanted to come back to Oroville. So after a few years of working, mm-hmm. I came back to Oroville. And I was part of Sunlit Future, which does solar installations in Oroville mm-hmm. and all around the world. And then we started Kinesi in 2017, but the research for Kinesi was going on from 2015.
Okay. Where did you study?
I studied in the ashram school in Pondicherry.
How was the ashram school? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I think it's the best part of my life.
Nice.
Because the focus is given on learning than anything else. Oh. Like the mother says, we study not for our family, not for the diploma, not for earning money. We study because we want to learn and we want to grow.
How was your experience at the ashram?
So the ashram school is very unique because Mother and Shrivindu have given a lot of importance to the four part of her being. It's like a sphere. It's not one part. It's not only... So the education is divided into four parts. One is the mental education, what we do, go to school. Then we have the physical education, where we grow our... do sports as physical education. And then we have the vital education, dancing, singing, all the culture goes in our vital education. And then we have the spiritual education. And the spiritual education not taught at all in the ashram. I mean, not taught means nobody tells you. You just imbibe from the environment. It's not like somebody sitting and telling you should develop spiritual this way. Nobody tells you that you develop on your own. And if you look at the ashram education, a lot of importance is given to the physical education. So we do sports every day for 2.5 hours, 1.5 hours to 2.5 hours. We do physical education every day. We do all sorts of things like gymnastic, boxing, wrestling, lathi, judo, football, hockey, swimming, basketball, volleyball. High jump, long jump, you can think of anything we do.
Okay.
And that way the body develops. Why the body develops is that because the body is, in terms of molding the body, it takes a lot of time. So suppose we want to do gymnastic, and in gymnastic you want to do climb up on top of a ring. You need to develop strength. So for developing the strength, it may take you a few years to develop the strength to lift your own body and do the thing. So and the mind is much more agile. It can learn very quickly. So, and culture, again, it takes time to learn. So, culture is of interest. We can learn about carpentry, pottery, dancing, singing, piano, guitar, all the classical dances, mm-hmm. everything we can learn. And through this, what I told you before, that mother emphasized always learning is not for earning. Learning is to develop the curiosity in us to know why things are done. Why an aeroplane flies? Mm. Or why the e-cycle moves? How does it work? The curiosity, that to imbibe the curiosity in us, that we become curious every day in life, and that we question everything, how it works, and then the wanting to know that, to become satisfied that, oh, this is how it works, then we'll have a lot of satisfaction.
Okay.
So that is that curiosity we want to imbibe. And I think ashram school, the best part of it, that all the teachers, they encourage you to have the curiosity. And I think in some of the Auroville schools also, we have the free progress system of ashram is followed. And I think the same curiosity is being developed in the children. And I think the ashram school was the best part of my life, because I'm still learning, still growing.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the story behind the name Kinesi?
Kinesi, the root word is a Greek word called kinesis. So when you study physics, you will study kinetic energy. So the root word is kinesis in Greek. And kinesis means when something moves from inertia, when something is static and something moves from static to movement. So to make it sound more catchy, we pronounced it as kinesi instead of kinesi.
Can you tell us about the inspiration behind starting Kinesi e-bike services in Auroville?
The inspiration is sustainability. So by 2013-14, we started installing on-grid solar systems in Auroville. And the first on-grid we did was in 2011. And we started producing more of our energies inside Auroville. And once we are actually coming out of Matri Mandir after the bonfire, and then we saw this ocean of motorcycles parked under the second banyan tree. And then said, what can you do to change this? And so that was the inspiration of starting e-vehicle service in Auroville. Yes. And Kinesi is just starting. It has a long vision. We are just at a very, very beginning phase of the full vision.
Did your education in the ashram play as an important role to starting Kinesi?
My education plays a big role in my life overall. Whatever I do, it motivates me a lot. So whatever I do, my education plays a role.
What are your thoughts on kids coming and interning for gaining experience in Kinesi?
Oh, that's fantastic. In fact, that's one of the things I love, that the children can come to the Auroville units and learn, because this gives them a lot of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was studying in the ashram school, we went to the ashram departments, like what we call units in Auroville. In ashram, we call them departments. So we used to work in like the atelier, which is repairing vehicles, or used to work in the nursing home, where it is a hospital, like Swante take care of people. We worked in the farms. We worked in the sports ground, where we maintain the ground. We worked in the swimming pool to maintain the swimming pool. We did everything possible. So we are very much integrated into the system. Similarly, I feel that children coming, they will also learn more and they'll become more curious. And that is, I think, very important, that the children become more curious about life.
What is the main aim for Kinesi?
Our main aim is to have Auroville's mobility sustainable. Today is electric, in the future it will be something else. But in the sustainable transport, our aim is to help Auroville in sustainable transport.
Would you like to hold some workshop for children where they can learn about the e-cycles?
Sure, we'd love that. The children can come and...
What are some of the challenges you faced while launching and operating an e-bike service?
Oh, it's a lot of challenges, but... when we started in the beginning, in India, there are no e-cycle makers.
Yeah.
So we had to literally learn everything and work with Indian companies to start a new kind of business in India. So that was a lot of learning for us, and also learning how to develop a product, how to improve a product, and how the product goes to the market. So a lot of learning for us, and we, with us, with many companies, we grew together because we wanted the e-cycles for Auroville. We didn't mind sharing our learnings with people, so we shared whatever we learn, we share with people, whoever asks us, because that helps them and also helps us, because they can develop a product for us.
Could you tell us some stories about feedback you receive from people using your services?
People tell us that it's one of the best way to explore Auroville when there are volunteers and guests coming to Auroville. So one of the most commonly we hear from people that they really enjoy exploring Auroville on the e-cycle instead of going on a fossil fuel vehicle.
A lot of high school students are using motorbikes in Auroville. How do you think they can be encouraged to use more of e-bikes?
So slowly, when we started in 2017, most of the people were using petrol motorcycles. But in Kinisi, we have a scheme called KIM, which is Kinisi In-Kind Mobility, which is in the vision of Auroville of non-ownership. So we don't own the product. Like in Auroville, we don't want to own things. We use it, we maintain it. And so right now, close to 350 Aurovillians newcomers are part of the scheme. Mm-hmm. And so we want more young people to also join the scheme, because once they join, they'll also be contributing to Auroville's goal, overall goal to be sustainable, our mobility to be sustainable. And slowly we are trying to see how we can also create for the e-cycle is I think one of the best mode of vehicle to go around Auroville. We are trying to see that how the bridging between Pondicherry and Auroville, because people still go to Pondicherry to do some shopping or to have food or go to the ashram or some paperwork or going for the visa office. So how that gap can be bridged, we are coming up with more schemes in the future.
What are your future plans and goals for KDC e-bike services in Auroville?
Our goal is to have Auroville's mobility completely sustainable. So the mobility can be divided into three parts. One is the micro-mobility, which is our needs around Auroville. And what we call mid-range mobility, which is for us to go to Pondicherry. We go to Pondicherry or we go to Thindivanam or nearby places. So that we can use that's the micro-mobility. And then the long distance mobility, like going to Chennai or going anywhere else, how we can slowly solve, or even going, how we can slowly solve that, and how to find solutions, scheme that can, with the vision of Auroville, how we can achieve that.
How much does e-bike services contribute to a cleaner environment in Auroville?
Yeah. So I will start with what has been Kinesis' impact in Auroville. Suppose we take it in the last, today's what date? Today is the 7th, yeah. So in last 7 days, we have traveled with the Kinesi e-cycles in Auroville 2,970 kilometers on the e-cycles in Auroville, which is saving 99 liters of fuel, equivalent of saving 28 kgs of carbon. So there is a lot of environmental impact on this thing, and which is the best part of it also is that the money doesn't go out. See, when you fill petrol, what happens? The money from Auroville goes to outside right away. So that means Auroville money, we go to Pondicherry, fill petrol, the Auroville money goes away to outside. But suppose we have the more electric vehicles, what happens? The electric vehicles are charged in Auroville, and in Auroville we have a lot more solar panels. That means our own energy is getting utilized. So that means the Auroville's money is not going out. So So that means Auroville's economy is becoming richer. That means when the money doesn't go out to filling petrol, that money can be used for something else. That money can be utilized for buying food or buying clothes or learning new courses or something. It can be utilized for something else. So in the last six years, how much we have traveled? It's a lot. We have traveled 80 lakhs kilometers with the e-cycles. So 80 lakhs is 8 million kilometers, which is saving 2,69,000 liters of fuel has been saved. The environmental impact, carbon saving is 6,19,910 kgs of carbon has been saved. And which is the best part of it, that 2.7 crore rupees has not gone for filling fuel. That money has stayed inside Auroville. Apart from our contribution, environmental impact. So a lot of money is staying inside Auroville. So if you look at this number, suddenly this number looks a big number, because a lot of money, instead of filling fuel, it stays inside Auroville. So the Auroville becomes richer every day. So even the more e-vehicles we use, Auroville becomes richer every day. So that's why we should encourage the high school students, and when we give e-cycle to students, children above 14. So anybody above 14 can apply in the KIM scheme to use the e-cycles. Yeah.
Okay, Debo, thank you for your time.
Yes.
We are really happy to have you for our podcast.
Hope you enjoyed it, and same for the listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much, both of you. And we'll encourage more people to come and work in Auroville units. And we are always welcome to have students coming and exploring, because I feel that just by being there, slowly they will learn more and the curiosity grows. So we want more students to come, and the Kinis is always open for the students. And good luck to both of you in our podcast, and thank you for inviting us.
Thanks.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.